Shalom, y'all. Always good to catch up with Pastor Parviz, learning about the Jewish calendar and how we can relate to and share in conversation with our Jewish neighbors. Thanks, Pastor Parviz, for spending some time with me in the studio. Thanks to our friends also at Concordia University, Wisconsin, the great work they're doing. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website under underwriters. KFUO.org is our website. Find Concordia University, Wisconsin in the underwriter section. We are grateful to them for their support of the Coffee Hour. Joining me this morning by phone, Tim Hetzner. He's president and CEO of Lutheran Church Charities. You may know them probably more so for their furry friends, the Comfort Dogs. Tim, welcome back. Good to have you on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you this morning, and where would we find you today?
Well, actually, I came through the office. I'm actually in the office to take this. When I'm not out, we've been doing flooding in Watseka, Illinois, and we had another crisis thing where a seventh grader and eighth grader were shot, and a father then committed suicide. So we were out at Rockford Christian School. And the boys had also been at the school at Rockford Lutheran. So we're out there, and we'll be back out there. And Florida, of course, we're down for the shootings in Florida. So it's kind of a crazy time, Andy, of crises and disasters all over the country, and particularly the crisis calls with shootings and attempted shootings and everything else going on. Look, some hits the news, some don't hit the news. But so we were down in Florida for 2 full weeks. Still have a dog down there that is serving individual families and students. So
we live in a fallen and broken world, and we will always in this world in this sinful human flesh always encounter, I would imagine, tragedies and pain and sorrow and suffering. We have hope in Christ, and we have hope even during the season of Lent. We have hope, and that hope is found in Christ crucified. How do comfort dogs help us connect with others that we might bring that hope?
Well, you know, the beauty of God's creation of the dogs is the fact that they show unconditional love. They're confidential. They don't take notes, and they're non-judgmental. And so they are a bridge as people pet the dog to kind of calm down, to relax, and to talk. And the dogs help them to talk. Sometimes they talk to the dog first, but to talk. An important part, Andy, of any healing process is to be able to talk about what you've gone through.
And most recently, you mentioned those who have experienced the disaster of flood and shootings, tragic deaths. Tell me a little bit about the visit of the Comfort Dogs to Florida.
Well, we try to put boots and paws on the ground within 24 hours of an invite. Got an invite down there through church outside of town, Lutheran Church. And so we had a dog on the ground in 4 hours from the invite. And then the following day, we had a total of 19 dogs from 10 states that came down. And that first week, since high school was closed, we were with the high school students at the community center where they all gathered during the days. So we were there with the counselors and helping kids there. And then there are 7 elementary schools in that school district. And, of course, they're affected because all these kids went to the elementary schools, or one of them. And so we had our dogs in all 7 of those schools. And while we were down there, Andy, outside of that school district, there was a school that a seventh grader had committed suicide. So we were asked to come in there since we're down at the same geographic location. So we did all that. We've met with families, individuals, met with all the had our dogs with first responders, police departments. We have retired police officers that work with our dogs also. And police officers, you know, many times will not open up unless it's another police officer, coroner's office. We then, this past week, when the school opened back up again, had our dogs in the most affected classrooms with the shootings, and spent time with those students all last week. And this week, like I said, we have one dog down there that's serving individual students and counselors. owners and staff and families. So that dog's being kept busy. So it's been an emotional week or weeks. When you're there,
Tim, what do you see when you see a child or a staff member who's been through a tragedy encounter a comfort dog?
Well, you know, they're shook up. They're confused, sometimes angry. You know, they don't know what they're afraid. And so as they approach the dog, and they'll many times just hug on the dog or lay down on the dog. And our dogs are trained to either sit or to lay down on the ground. And in fact, I refer to them sometimes as comfort rugs with a heartbeat. They lay down on the dog, and you'll have two or three students sometimes on a dog, and as they just start petting the dog, and then they talk to each other and just talk about what they're thinking, what they're feeling, what they're confused about, and so it's a wonderful chance for ministry, and we pray with people if they want us to, and in fact we prayed with a lot of atheists that were down there asking, would you like us to pray for you? They said, well, I'm an atheist. I said, that's okay. They go, yeah, would you pray? And so I explain that one other than, you know, during times of crisis and that people are more open, I think, to looking for something that gives hope, something that makes sense out of the chaos that you're in. And, of course, the message of Jesus Christ brings light into darkness and hope in the midst of chaos, and to let them know that, you know, the world isn't all evil and that, you know, the love of Jesus Christ is there. And presence is so important, Andy, too, of being there. I mean, I think that's the key. You know, when they find out that we've come in from 10 states to be there, I mean, they go, you came down here for this? Yes, this is what Christians do. We're here for you. We're here to stand with you and cry with those who cry and laugh with those who laugh or rejoice with those who rejoice. It's all part of being a Christian in a world that is very torn and fragmented right now.
Tell me about the training that both the dogs and the people that come with them, their handlers that come with them. Tell me about the training that equips them and prepares them to serve others in a crisis like this.
Well, we train all of our own dogs, and we start out at 8 weeks old, and all of our dogs are trained to work with multiple handlers so they can be worked every day. And that training, we put in over 2,000 hours of training into a dog, which is anywhere from 16 to 18 months in training a dog. But then we train the handlers, and it's an ongoing training with the handlers of how to not only handle a dog and know the commands, but how to engage with people, how to listen to people. And a big part of the training for the humans is to, you duct tape. You don't have to say anything. Don't be afraid of silence and let people talk. It's about them, and let them share what they went through as they're comfortable to share. You know, we've got a dog out with a boy today that has not talked since the shootings. Hasn't gone back to school, and the parents ask us to bring a dog over to see if that will help him. And I'm sure it will, because we've seen this before where they just shut down. But when they see a dog, the dog is safe. And petting the dog and petting somebody that, you know, wags its tail and it's safe and they're confidential. And so they feel comfortable in loving on the dog. And of course, golden retrievers, we use all golden retrievers. They're lovers by nature. And they're calm. You know, that's what we train them for, to be calm. And they open up. And that's the key part, is to get people to talk about what they've gone through.
Tell me about, we have a little time left. Tell me about the dogs that were deployed to Florida and the teams of people that were deployed. I believe Sheba from right here, a few from the St. Louis area were deployed.
Right, right. We had people from, and I don't have all the states in which they were from out there, but, you know, they're all volunteers. They're all volunteers that, you know, at a moment's notice, just are willing to go there. We pick up all of our own expenses. We never charge those we serve. So all of our transportation, hotels, meals, that we cover all of that and never ask the people that we're serving to be able to cover that. Of course, this is a very expensive area down in Florida. You know, I've dropped over $30,000 just on hotels. That's with a discount. So but, you know, God provides, Andy. He always does. If he wants you to do something, he provides what you need to do it. And thank God for all the volunteers we have. Some are retired. Some are not retired. We had a man who was a sheriff who talked to his sergeant and said, you know, I'm a handler for a comfort dog. Can I have off to go down to Florida? And his supervisor said, absolutely, represent us down there. You need to be there. So, just a wonderful group of people, and we keep adding affiliates. You know, we have got dogs in 23 states, 130 some of them, and we keep adding to that. You know, we just placed two dogs this past week, one in Georgia and one up in Wisconsin. So it's a growing ministry, and what's neat about it. The whole purpose of the comfort dogs, whether it's in their local community or when they're deployed out, is to get out into the community, to engage people in the community, to establish relationships with people. And all of our dogs have their own email, Twitter, and Facebook. And so people get a card, the dog card, which has a picture of the dog on it and a Bible verse, because all of our dogs have a Bible verse with their name. And so they have that, and they can then follow the dog or interact with the dog or put requests out with the dog for visits. And we get a lot of that occurs where on Facebook they'll say, you know, could you come to my house? Or my mother or my grandmother just went into hospice, and she loves dogs. Could you bring a dog over?
LutheranChurchCharities.org, is that the website? Is that right?
Yep, LutheranChurchCharities.org or LCC Canine Comfort Dogs on Facebook.
Tim Hetzner, you know, President and CEO, Lutheran Church Charities. Tim, always good to catch up with you about what's going on with the comfort dogs. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Andy, and thank you for KFUO. You know, I don't know if you guys realize the impact your station has worldwide. I mean, people listen to it. I mean, you got a great station there, and I'm just so proud to be connected with you. So keep up the great work, Andy.
Thanks, Tim. 444 KFUO. Christ for you anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.